Recording.
That countdown felt awkward. I don't know what I was doing.
My button is sad and depressed.
It should see about getting on medication.
Yeah. All right, so Ian.
Yes?
Clearly you watched The Masked Singer, right?
I did. Go ahead.
The fact that, during all the fact that everyone is currently saying, AB, you're a big piece of garbage, the fact that he came in June and recorded this show and filmed himself singing My Prerogative is fantastic. made me laugh.
Yeah, I mean, he knows what he's up to.
Yeah. So clearly, it's got to be, the one person has to be Donny Osmond, right?
Yes, the Vegas guy who's best friends with Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Yes. Wait, no.
Okay.
Donny Osmond. Was he a Partridge Family member?
No, he's a member of the Osmond family.
Who am I thinking of? Who's the Partridge guy?
David.
Yeah.
Cassidy?
Yep, that's who I think it is.
Hmm.
I think he's a solid. I also thought the fact that he's a peacock was representative of the fact that he was a partridge.
Oof, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. That could be. And then. The fat monster is without a doubt CeeLo Green, right?
Fat monster. Oh, I don't remember. I didn't remember hearing him sing. I thought the fat. No, he might be. I thought the fat monster was Coolio.
Really? Because when he sang, it's pure CeeLo.
I'll listen to him again with that in mind. The deer?
Yes.
Philip Rivers.
Really?
I think so. Doesn't he love horses and live on a ranch with his wife and 9 kids?
He does.
Isn't he about the size of that dude? Didn't he make a comment about the Ravens better look out?
He did? Hmm. Boy, that's good thinking.
Yeah, he's a very likely. At first I thought it was J.J. Watt, but I think it could be, yeah, still. So, now that I know they recorded in June or, you know, in the middle of the summer. Then, you know, they did not know they were facing the Ravens in the playoff picture.
Now, the person who's quote-unquote Hollywood royalty.
Oh, that was tough.
Now, is it a Kardashian?
How is she Hollywood royalty?
I don't know. Is it one of Nicole Richie's, like, neither Nicole Richie or her other adopted sister?
The little one that's dating the Kardashian's husband?
Yes.
No. They're not Hollywood royalty. Hollywood royalty. It's Drew Barrymore.
Oh, I wish. That would be amazing. She is totally Hollywood royalty. I mean,
yeah,
that would blow my mind. That would be so exciting.
Yeah, that character looked a little tall and a little lean to be Drew. Not to suggest that Drew is chunky. She's just getting older and she's not very tall.
Yeah, at, you know, 40 years old, what do you want?
She wishes she was 40. She's like 58.
She's younger than I am.
Oh, is she? Is she my age?
You're 25.
Okay, she's not that young. And I forget
the other
people. I
don't even know if she's 40, to be honest with you.
She's 43.
Okay.
All right.
I couldn't remember. I knew she was younger than either of us, but...
Yeah, 75.
She's not 75.
No, she was born in 75.
So I have two questions.
You?
It sounded like you were speaking English earlier, but I couldn't understand a thing you were saying.
Sure.
Is it entertaining? Should I leave that on the recording?
That show?
How able are you to avoid social media?
Pretty able, I guess. I don't know.
That's the key. You should ignore Craig and I, and you should... all right, all that happens is they have Mr. Chow, Robin Thicke, one of the Pussycat Dolls, and Jenny McCarthy... And then someone comes out in full costume, sings a song, and based on some clues in their introduction, you have to try to guess who that person is. At the end of the show, the worst performer voted on by the audience is revealed.
And by clues, they mean things that you will never get.
I don't know. I mean, AB's hippo had black and gold teeth. That move where he kicks his leg back and shuffles his hand is his signature Madden move. I mean,
I wouldn't know that.
He was pretty straight up AB. And again, I only said about the social media array because, and when I mean that, I mean like all media consumption. Like that show premiered, I watched it the very next day. Before I could watch it the next day, not a spoiler, but the headline on Yahoo News was NFL bad boy, first masked singer. I was like, are you kidding me?
It wasn't even 24 hours.
Wow. It wasn't even buried in the story. Like, Masked Singer revealed. Spoilers ahead. Stop reading if you want it. Like, no. Like, in the title.
Wow.
All right. I'm going to open the
channel.
Start
the show? Yeah, we should start the show. I didn't. Alpha Team snuck in here anyway. Oh, they're all in here.
What? So what is the name of the show?
The Masked
Singer.
Singer.
Okay.
All right. Who else we got? Who were the other... Yes, I have no idea who the unicorn is.
Is that Hollywood royalty again?
Yeah. So what was the other weird costumes? Because it was all the ugly costumes lost.
Right.
If you noticed.
I don't remember. I feel like we've gone over most of them. I feel like they'll introduce some new ones periodically.
Yeah. All right. Anyway. And more important news, Imperious Rex.
Monster was robbed, Ice. He was a good singer. He did not deserve to be bottom three.
I'm still convinced that CeeLo Green and he was awesome.
He could be. Very well could be.
All right. Great.
You start the show. I'll talk to you about not the show later.
All right.
I wanted to ask you about more TV because I've been on a TV upswing now that it's back on the air.
Did you watch 3 hours of The Bachelor on Monday?
No, but I did watch the Titan games.
Oh, I did not watch that.
It's dope.
Mm. What night's that on?
Recorded.
Okay.
Sorry, dude.
I'll have to do a search for it and try and get it on the, whatever you call it, DVR. All right. Are we ready to really start the show then?
Yeah.
All right. Imperious Rex. Greetings, True Believers, and welcome to the 175th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3, where Namor is coming to you because he is awesome. But right now, you got to listen to me. So I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. We got Ray. We got Ian. It's KS72, Stinky Meat 15. My chair was squeaking. Sorry about that. Hello.
Hello. Nothing new.
I'm voting you off the Masked Singer next.
No way, baby. I've seen the way that audience votes. All I have to do is have a pretty costume, and I'll make it all the way to the end.
That's true.
All right, so this is the week of January 9th through the 16th where there's important news where Namor is coming to you. All right, in your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday, we got a purple Dokken. Thursday, Yellow Squirrel Girl. Friday, Black Doom. Saturday, Purple Mystique. Sunday, Green Hulk. Monday, Yellow Falcon. Tuesday, Red Psylocke. Wednesday, Blue Beast.
I think every time he references Namor, I'm going to put in the people chanting Doom from Conan the Barbarian.
Doom.
Hey, speaking of which, last week's Conan comic was awesome.
Oh, man. Wait, you said you bought it and you're going to share it with me.
Yeah, I have it here. I read it. It was good stuff.
Okay. I'll help by reading it on Saturday.
And then I think there's at least two or three more coming.
Okay.
You're going to help by reading Craig's comics while he's at work?
Yes. Yes, I will. Nice.
In the 5-day 4-star career! Howdy, Titans. On the 3rd was the greatest character in this game.
Yes.
Dazzler. How'd that go for you?
It was? Man, I don't even remember that. Apparently it went quickly.
Yeah, I think it was a classic did not even attempt. I don't remember how her powers are laid out, but I think I have her at a 001. Is her green her third power?
Yes.
001. That's not going to cut it against 4-star Rocket and Groot.
That is not.
No, that one AOE power is not going to be that good. So wise decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't even remember it. So I'm assuming it went fairly well.
Yeah, I it was not a problem. Make a bunch of red, throw out some tiles, you win. Coming up on yesterday, was good old Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Did you try Bubbles, Ian?
I did.
Easy victory for Bubbles?
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yeah, no, there's no problem. You just go invisible, and occasionally he'll hit you for a skosh of damage with his AoE, but a green, maybe two greens, and that's the end of his day. I know there are people who are staunch supporters of the Quicksilver, but he's a bum.
You know who has a big fascination with Bubbles? Namor! Imperious Rex!
Oh, you. Yeah, seriously. Quiet, air breather.
Coming up next on the 13th.
I got people chanting Doom on Discord. This is my best day ever. This is fantastic.
We got Fantastic, who is going to be post-rework, that we will talk about here in the news. And you know who tends to have fights with Fantastic, right?
Black Belt Jones?
Namor!
Oh.
Doom.
Whatever. All right.
The less powerful Doom.
What do we got? Simulators running in Storyland. That'll get you three angels, a bishop, the 30 CP, top folks get Prowler, and then it is Torch, who has a dope new cover right now.
Yeah. I like all the new covers currently.
Yeah, those new Fantastic Four covers? Fine job by the artist.
Fine jibe. Turned Irish all of a sudden.
Hashtag the notorious Craig.
I tried to go Scottish with it too. Look, it's a fine guy. Unstable ASO 8 is next. Three torches, a prowler, the CP, top folks get Domino, and then it's that Hawk guy. PvP land, Idol of Millions, which is the thing event, which I had no idea that, you know, that was a thing. But that'll get you Psylocke thing, top folks get Fantastic, and then Rags. And then Rags, our Fantastic's event is following that, called Stretch Goals. Again, Rags and Fantastic, top folks get Miles, and then it is Gamora. Ray, you've only got a couple days left to get that, finish out the PvP simulator.
Once again, I appreciate the help. I did finish it mid Sunday afternoon, so I am good.
All right.
Ice did mention, though, and I didn't check all the covers. Silver Surfer has a new cover as well, being, Fantastic Four related.
Adjacent.
Yeah, his cover is also pretty awesome. I didn't even look at that before.
I didn't see that one. Hold on, let me scroll.
Yeah, you'll have to take a look. Here. It's got Galactus in the background. I don't know that I've seen this cover before, but I like it.
Oh, yeah, that's all right. There you go.
News.
Superhero Showdown time. Last week.
That's not news.
It's kind of news.
Oh, right.
It's in my news segment. Shut up your face. We had The Gardener versus Her.
Brought to you by
Battlecry. All right, Ray, hit me with the comments. Who wins?
So this is an extremely tight race. And by extremely tight, I mean we had several votes, a lot of votes, more votes than I think maybe the second highest votes. And it came out exactly 50-50, tied. Hmm. So let me read you the comments. First, we had unrelated. Parandiac was out for a week, so we did get an extra vote for Baron Zemo from Parandiac. So he got two votes, but in any case. Moving on to last week's Gardener versus Her. First comment, this is a stacked fight. Since an elder is going to wreck house, Her will put up a good fight, but Gardener will lay down his wrath only after she inadvertently kills some of his plants. Mm-hmm. Next comment is hashtag I'm with Her, and don't be fooled by elder propaganda bots. The next comment was in font size 36, and it just said Her. So that's a pretty strong vote. The next comment was, my vote is for Her. Maybe Gardener and the brothers Grimm could team up and use some magic beans to pull out a victory. Gotta vote for Gardener for the simple fact that he can make gardening sound not completely lame. Not cool, but not completely lame. Follow me down this rabbit hole. Gardner is close to Garner, who played Elektra. Elektra, the movie, and The Unkillable, both terrible. Elektra wears red, just like Her from the Powerpuff Girls. Powerpuff Girls, way better than Elektra. Advantage Her.
That's fair. Her from Powerpuff Girls is... Wait, who's Her from Powerpuff Girls?
I don't know. I was hoping somebody else did.
There's
nope,
him.
Never watched that show.
Him was a really disturbing villain. He was, like, Satan dressed in drag with lobster claws.
Ooh.
I don't remember her, though.
Next comment. The Gardener wins. He gives Her a righteous case of athlete's foot with the power primordial, and she simply is too grossed out to continue. I will vote for Her. It seems like a female Adam Warlock would be powerful enough to take down the Gardener. I have no idea who the Gardener is, so I can be easily persuaded. And for this week's showdown, two people with cosmic powers who may or may not be killed punching one another sounds too much like a DC movie climactic fight. Therefore, I'd probably be bored and change the channel. I'm calling it a draw, which is what we got. So you're the winner, Zootsax. You called it. It was a draw. So there you go. There's the comments. What do you think?
Ugh, man.
Yeah, the comments didn't really help, did they? Sorry.
Man, see, you know, and I don't know, the universe is just so tough. He can't be killed. Like, you know, that's not being able to be killed is pretty good.
Yeah, right. But you can
now, the
still
question
be
is
beaten.
How far does that go? Can you be, like, dismembered and have your body parts put in different places in the universe? You're not dead.
If you've been watching Preacher, or if you watched the last season of Preacher, the answer is yes.
Yeah, man. So, you know, that's pretty tight. But her is just a ripoff of, you know, already another character, and that's boring. So just for the fact that the gardener is, while sounding super lame, just the fact that he's not just a copy of another character, I'm going to go with the gardener.
Yes.
I think that's a pretty lame reason, but, okay.
I told you to
lame.
Have a celebrity tiebreaker instead of Craig.
Yeah.
All right, Ice is still on. Ice, who you got? Is he listening to this show? He said yes. He's live chat.
The gardener versus her. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Told you should have gone with the celebrity.
Brigby listening? Brigby can be a tiebreaker.
They're all typing. What?
Everybody's typing.
Come on, Brigby. In a fight, who wins? The gardener or her? For those who can't read this audio podcast, Brigby types in what and walks away slowly.
All right. The winner will be revealed at a later date.
Oh, maybe we'll take some late votes on this one.
he did pull a Homer disappearing into the hedge move.
People who have not yet voted, come up with a good reason as to why there's a winner and get it the right soon.
Brutal. Yeah. We just need you to be decisive, Craig.
I'm going Gardner.
Okay. Gardner wins.
Either way, it's going to be a bad time for whoever wins the next one. Because they're going to have to defeat Gardner.
Yeah, that's a rough one. But let's talk about what's going on this week.
Yeah, let's get to the news. I hear there's big news.
In the Heptacontacidagon.
Oh, this thing. I thought that was... I was like, we're done.
Oh, this segment's still going?
Ugh. Holy jolly.
All right, this week we got two people that no one's ever heard of. We got
that's
Dragon
not true.
Man. All right, that's true.
My guy's super popular.
Triton.
Yeah.
Guess which one's the popular
one. All right, Rate. Tell me how you win.
Boy.
Are you going first?
I'm going to assume that in this fight, I'm allowed to have my water circulation suit so that I don't die from being out of the water.
Yeah, I would imagine. So people, people on Discord are saying that we were talking over each other. It is Triton versus Dragon Man. Yeah, you're going to have to look those up. Well, especially Dragon Man. I never heard of him before.
Right. So, Triton, the saddest of the Inhumans, has no powers outside of water. Underwater, he has superhuman strength, superhuman speed, stamina, durability, agility, super reflexes, aquatic vision.
You're forgetting the key to Triton right here.
Hmm.
He comes to Earth to visit who? Namor. Imperious Rex!
I think we got to get... I'm just going to move through this because if you don't get... Yeah, I was going to say, if I hear one more misplaced comment about Willie Swim, I am not... not going to be able to take it. I don't know. I have to hear more about Dragon Man. I'm going to try to punch you to death with my average fists.
I don't think that's going to go well.
What do you look like?
I look like a gargoyle with a head that's slightly too large. It depends, though. It depends on who the artist is. I pretty much look like a big gargoyle.
Okay, because I do have special vision that is sensitive to the green portion of the visible spectrum.
Oh, well, of course.
So if you were green, you'd be easier for me to detect in this fight and try to punch you to death with my fists.
All right. So you're going to have a rough time of it because Dragon Man has superhuman strength to the point where he can lift in excess of 100 tons. His tail, 7-foot-long tail, can be whipped at speeds up to like 130 feet per second, which...
whip my tail back and forth.
That's pretty good.
Whip it good.
He has superhuman stamina, superhuman durability. I can fly. I've got wings, so I can fly under my own power. I have fire breath, so if we're not fighting in water, I'm thinking if we're fighting in water, the fire breath is going to create some steam, and that's not going to be that fantastic. But
right.
even in water, though, like, I'm not going to be any weaker. I'm going to be very difficult to fight. And the first thing I want to try and do is get you out of the water. That being said, the weakness that is listed for Dragon Man is that he has the intellectual capacity of a domestic dog. So I may not actually come up with the idea of getting you out of the water. But physically, I think he is really strong. And the durability, withstanding temperatures from negative 200 degrees to 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So pretty tough fight here. Again, it depends on whether or not, you know, how much of the water is a factor.
Okay. Same. It's a whole new world if we're fighting underwater, but it's in the past, you know, it's come up and this is not an aquatic arena.
Yeah, so, if you're just in a water suit, I think I've got a distinct advantage here.
I'd say probably.
Yeah, Triton's pretty sad.
Battle cry.
Battle cry. All right, let's actually hit the news.
Yeah, we got some heavy news.
All right, let's start out with the 169 release notes. They start out with, hey, thanks for playing Puzzle Quest. Enjoy some Fantastic Four. The changes are support token displays at the correct resolution in the support store pages.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Now, let's talk about this Fantastic Four celebration. As you noticed, your game should have updated. You got a new icon, which features Torch, this Doom guy, and Marvel's first mutant, Namor, Imperius Rex. So that started out... if you logged in starting yesterday, you'll get yourself a free 3-star Torch cover. That was pretty sweet. Invisible Woman was in the crash. The Idol of Millions tournament is running, as we said. There are variant covers for the Fantastic Four and Silver Surfer. They're all pretty sweet. And then Mr. Fantastic, whoop, is getting himself a rework. And he's also changing his champion rewards. He will now give you Silver Surfer covers. That's pretty sweet. Those will be doled out on the 11th. So, I'm liking that.
Furiously checking to see where my Mr. Fantastic is to see how many covers I'm getting.
I have no idea where my Fantastic is.
Because I certainly need more Silver Surfer.
Of course, I can't look at it for his cover right now because I have no idea what it looks like.
It looks like him.
Oh, there he is. Oh, it's kind of sweet. I have him at 289. What do I need to get covers?
280 and 280,
I'll get one. All right. For Fantastic, here we go. A lot of changes. The blue power flexibility has gone up from 7 blue to 8 blue. What it now says is stun the target for 3 turns, then deal 3,498 damage for every 4 friendly special tiles on the board. When he is all the way leveled up, that is a 3 turn stun with 6,996 damage for every 4 special tiles on the board. So that could add up.
Yeah.
However, the big change for this is it no longer swaps styles, and it no longer creates fortified tiles. So you're giving away the stun in order to do some damage.
Charged, right? Not fortified?
I'm sorry.
Charged. The stun still seems to be intact.
Yeah.
Sorry, yes.
You're giving away the swap.
Yes, and the protect tiles.
Right.
My brain just doesn't work.
No, fortified tiles. Or did he make protect tiles?
He made fortified protect tiles.
Oh, okay.
Those are gone. I used to use him with Medusa and Carnage. He was fun, but
yeah,
just for that blue power. So now I feel like
doesn't Carnage put out special tiles?
Right, he's going
to
be just
to fuel that blue to fuel the blue power.
Yeah, now he's going to do a lot of damage with those tiles.
Right.
His second power, the yellow Master of the Fantastic, which, as you recall, because this one has been reworked before. The last version, your team would get a burst of health. Whenever an enemy matched away one of your special tiles. And if a Fantastic Four member was on the team, you gained an extra 3 AP. In the new version, whenever you match an enemy special tile, your most damaged ally gets a burst of health. And if it's the 4th enemy special tile that you've matched in this battle, fire a random friendly power at no cost, and then reset this counter back to 0. So every 4 times you match away a special tile of the enemy's, you get a free power fire. So, man, it depends on who you've got teamed up with him. That could be, you know, if you're getting free, you know, Thor's green or something, that gets devastating real quick.
Or if you team him up with Colossus and he free fires fastball special, which launches him into the air, which then could come back down and free fire that, which will free fire fastball special. Game over.
And by game over, he means all the code just shows up on the screen. like a Matrix screen, and you just crash. Brigby says, no, you can also theoretically fire that power in one match if those four enemy special tiles are all in that one match. That's even better.
That's it. Yeah.
Man. And now Ice is going to run off and check the code of Colossus right now. all right. And then his new ability, which is always the worst ability of all time.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
Going from 7 black now up to 10. Whoa, what was that?
My greatest fear has been realized, and I just succumbed, and it was terrible. I got a, my son got me a Jelly Belly jelly bean dispenser for Christmas, and I had it stowed away, and my wife didn't like where I had stowed it, so she put it here on my desk, and I thought I could resist it, and I can't. So not only did I activate it into the microphone, I just shoved the jelly bean that came out into my mouth, and I'm continuing to chew while I talk while recording this show.
Is it at least like very cherry or something good?
It's like a like a pear.
This is ew. This has been a instructional on how to not do a podcast by Ian.
Yeah, we're usually pretty good at that. All right, so for 10 black, it creates a 2-turn fortified black repeater tile that has a random effect each time it reaches zero. Effects include creating a strike, protect, or attack tile, creating charge tiles, generating the team's strongest color AP, and locking tiles. So I will gladly take random effect over the near, you know, 0 points of damage that Imagine That used to do.
It was, it was near 1,000. It wasn't that bad. It was for a match. It was... Okay, wasn't good, but it wasn't that bad.
It was terrible. Black Fantastic was the worst power ever.
I'm hearing a lot of movement for Jelly Bean of the Week segment.
Very Cherry is the best one.
No, everybody knows it's Buttered Popcorn, dude.
No, dude, it's Very Cherry.
It's Buttered Popcorn.
I'm okay with Grass from the Harry Potter line. That one's actually not bad.
It doesn't sound good.
It's okay.
It sounds like grass.
Dirt's not good. Vomit is by far the worst Jelly Bean of all time.
I agree.
Oh,
we are totally in concurrence on that one.
Woo! That one is terrible.
I don't know if you noticed.
But I don't eat those.
Samurai asked if we could queue up episode number 77 and listen to Craig complain about how they messed up Imagine That with the first rework.
Yes, because Imagine That is now, it's horrible. Horrible.
Wait, this is his third rework?
His second rework.
Second rework? Third. What did Imagine That originally do?
Phew. Oh, man, I don't even remember, it's been so long.
Yeah, I have no idea. Not a clue.
Yeah, okay.
I don't remember. He used to heal himself, true healing, which was super sweet, and then that went away.
Yeah.
I don't remember Imagine That ever being good, so I think it was terrible the first time around, too. Apparently, I need to go back and listen to episode 77 and see what I thought back then, but how did you know that it was episode 77? Like, do you memorize these things? I don't understand. Anyway, that's fantastic. What do you think?
Yeah.
I think it sounds good.
There's a reason this show is called The Puzzle Warriors 3, featuring UNC Samurai.
So, I mean, I don't know how he got there so quickly, but if you do go to the webpage and click all episodes and look at 77, it definitely has a Mr. Fantastic reference in the description, but I don't know how you indexed that so quickly. So,
how that you would remember that I complained about Imagine That back then.
Well,
I mean, there's a good guess that I complained about everything, yes.
You're just playing the odds.
Never tell me the odds.
You not complaining was a negative 230 underdog. Well, no, the favorite is negative. I'm sorry. That's not correct betting. I was just thinking about how much, what an awesome hit FanDuel took from all the Clemson bets.
It's true.
They had Alabama as negative 230.
Woo!
Yeah. So anyway, keep telling me about this news. This is big news. That's it. That's the end of Fantastic News. New covers, Mr. Fantastic's reworked.
Well, outside of the fact that, you know, Marvel's first mutant is coming to this game.
Willy Swim?
Marvel's first mutant. Namor.
AKA Willy Swim?
Doom. And, you know, that God Emperor Doom guy. He's a pretty sweet second.
Doom.
So there's been a lot of controversy, though, about now that we've gotten both Dazzler and Namor. Who am I voting for next? My initial thought was Mr. Sinister.
Maybe.
But I think instead, it has to be one of the greatest of all of the X-Men enemies. It has to be Mojo.
No.
Mojo would be dope.
No, like Mojo, like the reality TV producer? Longshot's Arch Nemesis?
Yes.
No, it's got to be MODOK.
No, not MODOK. Mojo.
MODOK. MODOK. Of the Mo's, MODOK is superior.
If this gets out, the next words you say will be muffled by your own butt.
No, wait, Mojo controls an entire universe himself. He could have Spiral as a support. That would be sweet.
Well, from what I read earlier, we were seconds away from getting Arcade. So,
That would also have been dope. So
that
would have
been dope.
You need another special character someday, bring back that Arcade thought, because I do enjoy a good Arcade story.
Mojo Jojo.
But yes, I'm going to go with Mojo. Ray, so who do you got now that they're giving you Doom?
I don't know, because I asked for... My first ask was Silver Surfer. My second ask was Moon Knight. And then, Doom. So I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it.
Going to go back to asking for Crossbones?
Please don't ask for Crossbones.
I was really enthusiastic about Crossbones because they actually put the character in a movie. They just never called him Crossbones, and it really disappointed me. And then they killed him. I don't know. I'm going to have to think about it. I'll get back to you next week.
All right.
Ian?
Yeah,
oh, I'm super flexible. There's so many good characters. I'm always voting for Magic because I'm a big fan of her. Four-star Juggernaut is a favorite rework of mine. Not rework, sure. But Hercules would be dope. I enjoy him quite a bit. That's it. I mean, I'm open to, you know, so many other things as well, but those are the top three that I can rattle off my mind.
All right. So that's all we got news. Get anything local?
We did have some local stuff. Thanks to dedicated listener Perontiac. Local news number one. Penn State is trying to trademark, quote, Happy Valley, end quote.
Yeah, they are going to lose.
But even though they're trying to trademark it, they're going to let anyone use it. They just want to try and pin down the phrase.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Why are they going to lose it? A little more info.
There are cities, multiple places in this country called Happy Valley that also put out their own stuff. You're not going to be able to trademark something that is a city's name somewhere
sure?
else. Yeah.
Didn't Taylor Swift trademark this sick beat?
Hey, TT, she can trademark what she wants.
That's true. She is a American
She's
hero.
She's a delight. Yeah.
She is.
Local news number two. It appears that North Atherton Street has been under construction perpetually since the 1950s. I actually didn't go to the link that he provided, but I don't doubt that in any way because it feels like it's been under construction since before I was born. So that
I think it's been since at least 1993 when I moved to this town.
Oh, man. So I'm going to have to post this picture somewhere so that people can see it. It's a picture of the street under construction in the 1950s. that is something else. Old jalopies driving around craters in the road.
That's pretty much how it looks now.
Kinda. No, it looks way worse now. There's bumps. You can't drive any speed down that road. You fly into the air.
True story.
Anyway, that's the local news from Brownback.
All right. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, it's the Amy Pond Wedding Massacre.
Okay.
Yeah. Not Deal even a component of the actual... But anyway, so let's talk about Nebula. Nebula. Blue, green, red?
Nebula.
Nebula. Well, I don't know how to maximize Nebula, so I'll just discuss her lightly.
Just don't play her. That'll maximize it.
She's got a blue ability called Warped Enhancements. It'll cost you 9 AP. She puts out a 3-turn blue repeater tile that heals Nebula for some healing and creates a strike tile, a black strike tile. When she's powered up, it's a 2-turn repeater tile that heals for 556 and creates a strength 159 black strike tile. She suffers Galactic Rage, which costs you 10 green AP. It deals 102 AoE damage for each strike, protect, or attack tile on the board, maximum of 6. So that's 326 damage per attack tile, maximum of 6. What's 326 times 6?
Like 2,000
like
almost.
1,900?
Yeah. What's that?
It's like
less 19... than 2,000.
Yeah, less than 2,000.
Okay, so she does 1,900 points of AoE. That's in an ideal world. That's kind of a downer. Grim efficiency, 8. Yes, 8 red AP. Deals some damage and creates a attack tile for every 3 green AP her team has. So she's dealing 1,166 damage, then creates 2 strength 92 red attack tiles for every 3 green AP that her team has. That's weird. See, I feel like red is encouraging you to gather green so that you can use green, but green is not good. I mean, blue and red weren't exciting either, but...
Well, I mean, you definitely want to build up your green and fire your red before you fire the green. That's just clear, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, the
5-3-5?
The numbers you read are very close to what my Nebula actually does, because I don't have her champed or leveled.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I still stand by it. The best Nebula strategy is just don't use Nebula.
She's
not good.
3-3-5-5 is what the internet says.
3-5-5. Take that, warped enhancements. Oh, that's the one that heals. No one likes healing.
Nobody likes healing. Yeah.
I gotcha. I can dig it.
Can you dig it?
So that's what's always sunny in Xandar. Nebula.
You know what I really dislike about Nebula the most? I have 5 saved covers.
Oh.
I have her at a 3-4-10. I'm tired of getting red. I'd like to just get her champ and get it over with.
just tear that Band-Aid off.
And while, yes, I could trade those 5 in to get another cover, I'm not doing that. I'm getting 5 levels out of it, so...
Yeah, you're not the boss of me.
Exactly.
All right, Ray, brace yourself. Okay, Craig, that's all at Sunny and Xandar.
Thanks, Ian.
Yeah.
Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Yeah, there you go.
Ian gave me a little bit of prep time.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to give you a heads up for your segment.
So, mailbag this week. A lot of comments. Let me plow through this. Perondiak did have another comment other than the local news. It was in regards to his roster, which normally I don't include that, but he said that this was, I thought was interesting. He got his first 5-star to 13 covers. It's Star-Lord, so he's kind of meh about it. Unless someone can give me a reason that he's useful. So, I'm very curious if people have positive comments about Star-Lord that you could give to Perondiak. So, you can respond on Reddit. You can respond here. Maybe we'll get to it. Second comment. Ekaton? I don't know how you pronounce that. He said he always voted for Emma, who we discussed last week, to be the new character. Just never use her because of her powers. I also actually wanted her to bolster the villain roster, which she kind of does by being a pretty useless hero. not good feedback on Emma. Arcane Pozar says, hey guys, long time no chat, been catching up. Craig, you don't even consider Nightmare Before...
Craig, do you even live, bro?
Let me try again. You don't even consider Nightmare Before Christmas a movie? Boo. But I think you might have been cranky at the time because it was being discussed during the...
at the time.
Hope, during the Hope Summers support. So you might have just already been cranky. I don't know.
Yeah. Sure.
Arcane Poser. I missed you. We have very similar tastes in many things.
Couple of questions. What are everyone's go-to teams, and do you have a set? Who do you have set for your bonus heroes? I feel it's been a while since we discussed it, or maybe I just missed that episode. But he was curious. What's your go-to team, Craig?
It has been the same for quite some time now. It is the Mountain, Jessica Jones, and Marika.
That's pretty strong. Ian?
I don't even know, what's a scenario where I can use a go-to team. I just kind of play through the Deadpool daily quest and then go play some Earthbound. But I guess
Well, when you participate in... You've hit PvE not that long ago.
I did. And I forget what was appropriate and who was boosted is, you know, a pretty heavy influencer these gotcha. Days. But, you know, Coulson, Carol, and Peggy are, I guess, a go-to team for me.
Yeah.
Whenever I panic and don't know what else to do, that's my answer. These guys will get it done.
My go-to team is Okoye, because she makes everybody stronger. Strange, because he automatically attacks the goons. Well, this is for PvE. And right now, the Green Goblin, because he complements colors enough that his black just becomes devastating with Okoye. If you can take out a 50,000 hit point character with one power, I say do it. So that's PvP, I go with Thor, Okoye, and... Oh, Thanos. Because Thor likes being hurt, and Okoye heals herself, so they're okay with... They work okay with Thanos. So, there you go. As far as bonuses, I bonus whoever I'm trying to get covers for. Currently, it's all the 4 stars I don't have. And Black Bolt, because I'd like to get Black Bolt champed if I ever get a 5-star bonus again. Any?
You have more than one at a tier?
Oh, yeah. You get, yep.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Wacky. I know you can, but I just I couldn't imagine doing that, it seems. Like, I get them so infrequently. The idea that I wouldn't even know what to expect just...
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, it throws me into a weird space.
For a long time, I just had Nebula bonus, or, you know, favored it or mm-hmm. whatever. And I just kept getting red, so no,
right.
I'm not doing that anymore.
That's fair. I have Thanos at the 5-star level. I have America, because I hear good things about her, at the 4-star level, and she's still not really there for me yet. And I realized that I use, in PvP, 3-star Strange frequently, but he is not, you know, so he's my third, because I can always use another level of 3-star Strange.
Sure. Favorites, Greg?
In 4-star land, it's everyone I don't have champed.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, except for the two that I can't, because you can't favorite Peter Porker or Taskmaster. But the other, what do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 people that I don't have champed are all favorited. In 5-star land, who do I even have favorited? I have no idea. Black Bolt, Kitty Pryde.
Definitely Kitty.
Jessica Jones, Cable, Okoye.
Wow.
And that's it.
Huh. Yeah, see, in 5-star, I like to focus a little bit more. And Grinch did ask why I'm not using Kitty in PvP, and it's because she's just too low. I've got her like a, I don't know, 1-2-2 or 2-2-1, something like that. And in PvP, even with her powers, is just not enough.
I wish I could get all of her powers. I have her at a 4-0-2.
Yeah, I was very happy I got all of her powers, because then I immediately leveled her up, because she's worth it. But all right, so there you go. I still got a ton of news to go through, so I'm gonna continue.
All right,
Groose, in regards to your episode's write up on the website, this week's hello.
Sorry, that name was really funny.
Groose. Okay.
Wait, Craig and I have a friend named Bruce, and he's really gross, so I imagine them being combined into one person. Old gross Bruce. Old Groose.
On the website, the one time Craig did not copy down what the week's Deadpool dailies was, so I wrote in Deadpool dailies. No, this was the one where you had them, but they were wrong, and we weren't sure what they were. I wrote in, does anyone really know? Does anyone read this? And Groose commented and said he read it, so thanks. I'll continue to put information on the website. Also, probably already covered this week in the updates, but Namor just confirmed, is there a replacement writing candidate on who we would see next? You have already answered that.
Yep.
Mad Jabroni said, going through a second listen of older episodes, just have to say that well over a year ago, Craig complained about the gauntlet, and it has never returned. So he must have some serious pull with the devs. No more gauntlet, Dazzler, now Namor, and did we... He said, and did we ever get the conclusion to Coulson's premiere event, Inside Job? I don't know. But he says he listens while driving usually, so he doesn't get to comment too much. But he has a million things that he could comment and then forgets them once he gets home. Understandable. Twomp, who's listening, so that's weird, said, greetings, true believers. Welcome to the Puzzle Warriors 3, where we have entered the Spider-Verse. Why? We have to be, because not once, but twice, Craig was the railee as opposed to the derailer. Go figure. he said he emailed Ian just so that he could use the subject Craig smells and get a chuckle. He says he doesn't even have a Steam account.
Oh, no. Were you one of the people that I sent all the Steam codes to?
I don't know. Hopefully not.
Well, he's listening. Hopefully he lets me know. Because there were three people that contacted me, and I sent them all. Oh, good. And only two of them remembered to use the Craig smells. And they did. It was the subject line, so they got the most. And then there was a third person who didn't. But he is a longtime supporter of the show, so he got just as many.
Nice. He also said, Twomp that is, before the Dancing Queen, no animations. After Dancing Queen, of course they're on. Oh, how easily our hosts can be swayed.
That's right. I can be bought.
So, with no news after 174 episodes, I realize Craig's only job on the show is news, derailing, and bad clues. And with Craig turning over a new leaf, he might not even derail anymore.
You got one job!
Exactly. And D-Wing, first, and it was his last comment, but I want to say it first, he posted another wall of text. And he said, wall of text, trademarked, Mexico isn't paying for this one either. He says, couple episodes worth because of the holidays. I always think I have plenty of time for the podcast, but then I forget 0% of that time is my time.
I'm only laughing because it's sad and true.
Two episodes ago, Craig said, well, because of two episodes ago, he's assuming that, quote, because I'm a bad person, end quote, is on Craig's business cards. All the uses of the phrase super genius from Zemo and not one Wile E. Coyote bit.
Wile E. Coyote. Super genius.
And I now want Craig to have to reference SP/Doctor on every single episode from now on.
No, please, never again. I had all the SP/Doctor I could stand.
Apparently there was a comment last week about Craig's brain working too fast. Everybody get your brooms out. It's shenanigans. And 100% agree with Craig's assessment of the labor of learning animation. No? Okay.
No, I have no idea what we're talking about.
The nope. Librarian in the glasses comes out. Emma.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Finally, a comment from Shard Attack, who says, after Dazzler, and with the impending arrival of Namor, Craig, can you please throw your weight behind MBQ adding Morbius, the Living Vampire, and Baymax? Please and thank you.
We already got one Living Vampire. And B, I don't know what that other second thing is.
Seriously.
Betamax? Yeah, that lost to VHS a long time ago.
I feel like Craig has used up all his clout. Like, I feel like, you know, some of it was just like an I'm sorry for what we did to One Star Venom. And then the rest was just luck.
All right, that is all that I have. The mailbag is empty. Thanks, Lumpy.
Thanks, Willie. All right, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to pump...
To pump...
You up.
You up. Ah, another sketchy clap. Always makes me feel good. let's see, who is boosted? Dakin, Dakin, Deken, the three-star version. He is boosted, and...
Dream warrior.
Exactly. He's
ain't gonna dream no more.
His blue will do some more damage, and all those strike tiles he puts out.
That is still my most hated animation in this game.
What's that?
Dream warrior. I have seen him come out and claw me 1.27 million times.
Right.
Since I started playing this game.
That is true, but that is not accurate. Your most hated animation is and always will be both board shuffles from either Doc Ock or Loki.
Well, that's not really an animation. That's just, you know, the actual power happening.
Okay.
I do hate board shuffles. But...
Speaking of, Doc Ock is boosted.
Hey, look at that.
The damage he does to you if he accidentally shuffles some special tiles. It's going to be boosted. The damage he does to you from his armed and dangerous ability will also see a good bump this week. Oh, and the amount of damage that his attack tiles do. Man, he's going to be so much better. He's already good. He's going to be better. 3-star Magneto. He's already good. He's just going to be better.
You know what? Doc Ock is now the superior Spider-Man, right?
Is what?
Doc Ock has like a cloned Peter Parker body, and he is now the superior Spider-Man.
Oh, nope. I was unaware.
Yeah.
My comic reading has fallen to an all-time low.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wasn't there something about new clothes for Doc Ock, the 5-star? And
Oh,
did they give him the superior Spider-Man costume?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, nice. I missed that.
I don't know how we missed that, but that definitely came up.
That should have been in news.
I paid no notice to these costumes.
Ah, that's what we got. Craig's obstinance. There we go. Now it's the Puzzle Warriors 3 again.
I don't VIP, so I don't see these things.
I ignore the news that I'm not interested in.
I haven't got it yet either, but the reason you probably missed it is because they just updated, I think it was Brigby updated on the forum, he updated the Lady Deadpool thread instead of creating a new thread about it.
Oh, well, there you go. I blame Brigby.
Magneto's blue and red will both do more damage, and his projectiles much stronger. Mohawk, I feel like her hailstorm does some damage, or puts out special tiles that will be increased in damage. Does her green lightning attack do damage?
Uh-huh.
Okay, there you go. There's something there.
Not only
and
that,
I don't remember what
it does damage and incurs an excitement right. on. So
oh, it does, and I don't remember anything about her yellow.
It blows up all the team up tiles for damage.
Oh, great. Doesn't that what? Then what does Magneto do? Doesn't his red do that?
Yes, destroys all of them. Yes.
Okay.
Doing damage for
They each. Have the same ability?
Hers isn't all of them. It's some of them.
Oh.
They're very
right.
similar.
Well, there
yeah.
you go.
You should use Magneto's.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. Vision boosted. His blue AoE. Good times.
Again, please break Vision back to that couple weeks he was broken.
Nah,
it was so much better then.
Let's talk about boosted characters. 4-star boosted characters. Jean Grey, the all-new X-Man. She has 2 AoEs in both purple and green. They will both be, you know, increasing in damage. And she makes special tiles that will also be stronger. Oh, and if her psychic feedback accidentally works, it'll do more damage. Who else have we got boosted? Medusa. Medusa. Everybody likes Medusa.
Oh,
my Medusa's trending in the right direction. Let's see what she does. I have an infographic that'll tell me because I don't know what she does. She'll give you some more healing. She will, her attack tiles, stronger, better buffs, and her entanglement deals some damage. Looks like it'll deal some more damage. So there. Peggy Carter, greatest creation in Marvel Puzzle Quest history. Her red damage is up, and she does a lot of damage when her blue countdown tile activates, counts down. Vulture, man, there's a lot of good characters this week.
Yeah, strong, strong week.
Yeah, Vulture's boosted. He's already, shady with the amount of damage he can do and the amount of time he spends airborne, but his green and blue will do more damage. His green will do it at AoE form sometimes, too. And, the 4-star OG X-Force Wolverine. His X-Force will deal some damage, his Surgical Strike will deal a lot of damage, and, his True Healing looking even better. And can even do some damage if he doesn't get the True Healing out of it. So, to recap, Jean Grey, Medusa, Peggy Carter, Vulture, and Wolverine X-Force style, all boosted this week. So listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks as always, Mystify. And thanks as always, Samurai, for making me less confused. And I almost forgot to teach people something. So sit on down. Pull up a stool. Let's see what Samurai says. He says, the characters that are boosted are really good. Just use them. Says Vulture, Jean, and Peggy should be fantastic.
Lot of cover, not overlap there. We got the rainbow going.
Right, and everything's happening. He's using black to go in the air. He's making blue and green for his two friends. Peggy's punching people for a lot of red punch. Good times. There you go. That's some really straightforward advice. I fully support that to my second favorite co-producer of this show. UNC Samurai. Thanks again, Mystify.
Mystify. Time for Ray and Ian's support corner. Ray, do you want to share?
Yeah, I do. this week on the in-game support, I want to finish off Carol's supports.
Oh, God, there's more?
Yeah, there's more. There's three. Three came out with her anniversary. The third one is Carol's Communicator, Super Beeper. It's a decent support, but it didn't save Nick Fury's life, so, you know, what you gonna do? You can equip this to any hero, so that's nice. Let's see who you should equip it to. At the start of the battle, you get a 15% chance to create two protect tiles of strength 51. That goes up to a 65% to create two protect tiles of 969. It's pretty strong at high level. At rank 3, with 3 stars, when the friendly special tile is matched, you get a 12% chance to heal the supported character for 510 health. That goes up to a 65% chance for 3,230 health. That can be pretty significant. That might, you know, keep you on the board a little longer. And with a 5-star support, damage from enemy powers is reduced by 377. That goes up to 2,388 at max level. So it's a pretty strong support, which makes sense for who you're going to be equipping it to. Because the special, if it is equipped to Nick Fury, at the start of each turn, you get a 25% chance to gain 1 AP in your lowest friendly AP pool. That goes up to a 40% chance at max level. So every turn, you get a decent chance of getting an AP for free. That's a pretty strong, solid support. So if you get the Carol Communicator, it's good. It can be good on just about anyone, but you're really going to want that extra AP with Nick Fury on your team. So I don't use Nick much, but that support seems very much worth it. It won't save your life if Thanos comes calling, though. So there you go. That's the in-game support. Ian, what you got?
Hashtag Thanos did nothing wrong.
Oh, hey, everybody. I'm Ian.
Hi, Ian.
So for this week's out-of-game support, so Craig.
Ian.
I have several lists of exciting activities for this weekend when I come to visit, and I want to give them to you, but they're in a very specific order, and I don't want them to get separated or shuffled around, but I also don't want to damage the integrity of the paper. Do you have any idea how I could give them to you so that they're bound together but not permanently?
Butterfly clip?
How about just a regular paper clip? The butterfly clip has too much. I don't want it to crush the paper.
All right.
So let's say you have a piece of steel wire and you want to bend it into two overlapping loop shapes to keep your papers in sequential order and together so that they don't get shuffled around when you're passing it from coworker to coworker. Try a paperclip. Let's say that perhaps your PC won't power on, but you really need to get that CD out of the optical drive. Unbend that little bit of the paperclip. Poke it in that mystery hole. It'll open up manually. They can also be used to dig crud out from under your nails. I've seen that they can be unbound to pick locks. I don't know that that's accurate, but the TV tells me that it can be done. So I think if MacGyver can do it, then it must be true.
It's possible on those, you know, crappy locks. Sure.
Oh, okay. So in a crappy lock situation?
It's possible.
Okay. Oh, also, you know, you don't eat that whole bag of Middlesworth barbecue chips in one sitting. You want to save some for when other people come over, but you don't want them to go stale. Try a paperclip. So the multi-purpose, long-time support of office supplies and home supplies alike, the paperclip.
I wonder what year the paperclip was invented.
1890s?
What's the internet tell us?
That's got to be in the wiki or something, right?
Right. Again, I'm suggesting very heavily that I have a wiki for paperclips open.
Oh.
Because I did tons of Super Show prep, Craig, and I know lots about paperclips off the top of my head.
This is 1867.
Mine says the gem type was introduced in the early 1890s.
Yeah, I see conflicting reports here.
Well,
First patent for a bent wire paperclip was awarded in the U.S. to Samuel B. Fay in 1867.
That's
just a generic bent wire. Come on, that's...
Right, right. I'm talking about the double-looped gem style. But anyway, yeah, 1892 was when that was announced. But yes, you're right.
Craig's getting really picky about this paperclip thing.
Right.
I was just really curious when paperclips been invented.
Thank you, Fortify?
Yeah.
Yes, Fortify.
Fortify!
Fortify yourself with some support.
All right, Ian, did you open Steam?
You know it. I wanted to see those alternate covers. I was really into the Invisible Woman cover, the Silver Surfer cover, and the Human Torch cover. This trend of let's slap a full beard on someone and make them a new version of Captain America or Reed Richards, I'm not aboard. And that new artwork for Thing is a bummer. His face is just a man. Not at all. Trying to make the Thing look realistic.
Brooding?
Man. Yeah, I just don't like it. It's not for me. I mean, it's great. Whoever did it is a fine artist, but looking at his face makes me not want to look at it anymore. Makes me want to open a cover, though.
Well, why don't you do that?
I will. So, last week I heard you're supposed to poke him in his big fat fist.
Yeah,
get
buddy.
Get a 5-star cover. And it is Circuit Breaker. Are you guys sitting down?
Yes.
And it's followed by, you guessed it, Court Death Thanos.
Wow.
Oh, bonus double down.
Yeah. That's a good day. So that skyrockets my kitty pride to a 110. And
almost usable.
That is, Thanos is at a 5-2-1.
Was that a?
I bet he'd be. He'd be usable.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Thanos, that was a usable cover.
Yep. Yep. It was the last. It was my. I went from a 4-2-1 to a 5-2-1. So no more room for that. Ah, I can't believe I got that. Yeah. All right. I'm still pumped. It feels good. Woo! Bonus 5-star. Okay.
All right. I'm clicking them here. It's a 4-star. Oh, that time. It's a Star-Lord. So, what is that? What is that? Get Star-Lord 2 here. 291.
That's an unexciting level. But,
yeah.
All right. Well, I already got... I'm going to be getting 2 because I've got 2 tokens. So, I'm going to give him a fist bump here. It didn't work out. I got 4-star. It is a ghost. And we'll see what my second one gets me, which gives another 4-star... Drax the Destroyer. Well, seems like Ian soaked up all the excitement.
Whew,
yep,
did
Ian
I
took
ever.
All the good mojo.
So my ghost...
Speaking of mojo, he should be the next character.
My ghost is at a 382, and my Drax is at a 287. Nothing exciting, but there you go. Thanks, this guy.
This guy. Ian, talk about the podcast network.
Yes. One moment, please. I'm still excited about getting...
Yeah.
Getting a bonus 5-star. Never happened before. This is a big day for me, everybody. All right. So we're part of a podcasting network called the Soon to Be Named Network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com, where you can find a healthy variety of podcasts to enhance your flight, drive, commute, or free time at home. If you would like to check them out, we've got direct links on our page, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can go directly to Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com for a complete archive of all of our active and inactive or temporarily hiatus shows. That's Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Ian, you'll never listen to it, but I found a podcast you would enjoy, I think.
Ooh. Both sound true.
It is called Unspooled. And it is two people going through the AFI's top 100 movie list and talking about each movie one by one. So far, the ones I've gotten through is...
How do I feel about the two people?
I don't know.
That would be... Do they start at 100 or start at 1?
It is random. They are... The first they did Citizen Kane, which is number 1.
Right.
Then they did movie 100, which was... Boy, I've already forgotten.
This doesn't sound random at all.
Yeah.
Well, the first couple weren't. Now they are rolling a D100 each week to figure out what next week's movie is.
I see.
But they've done, so I've gotten through Wizard of Oz. They covered that one.
I probably will not listen to it.
Swingtown was one of them.
Right. You are correct. I probably would not listen to it. I would be more apt to try to watch the list myself than to listen to what people think about what they've watched on the list.
Well, they encourage you to watch the movies the same week they're watching the movies and then, you know, provide your comments.
Okay. Sounds fine. Yeah. I wish them well.
Yeah. Anyway, anything else for the good of the order?
I think I'm good. Let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week for, you know, things that are important. Namor, Imperius Rex. Check us out at PuzzleWarriors3.com. Comment suggestions, the D3 forums, the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit, or directly on our webpage. Do some voting or something. If you want to throw us a bone, click on the Amazon banner, buy some stuff, we get some kickback, or head over to cafepress.com/PuzzleWarriors3. So that's all we got. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, pray for hell.
Wow.
Good night, everybody.
Solid. Bye, friends.
Good night.